So I have to tell a quick story. Her husband Judd and I are a month apart in age and grew up as the closest thing that you could call a neighbor in the country. We were over the hill and we had virtually identical farms. We both had cattle. We both had a crop operation, and we both had hogs, and we grew up in the same church, in the same age, in the same grade, the same everything. So I've known Judd forever, and it was so awesome. I called Judd to catch up, and then I said, Judd, I think I want to ask Joy to give the introduction at this, and Judd goes, she hates public speaking. And he goes, you know what, for you, she'd probably do it. And it was so funny because I said, okay, I'm going to call her. So I hung up with Judd. I called Joy, and I said, Joy, I want you to give the introduction. She goes, I hate public speaking. She goes, I'll do it for you. It was verbatim what her husband had said not 30 seconds before. It was awesome. But they are the most wonderful people, and they have incredible boys here, Jacob and Joseph, that I saw whose faces were up in the window. And it's been fun to see them grow up. As well, but it's great to be back home for me. I had a lot of fun coming in on the plane. These two are sick of it because we got into kind of home territory. So I was like, that field, look at that field. That's an important field. And then I was trying to take pictures because we were flying right over the center. And I backed off, Ethan. I didn't even point out the original 80 acres settled by Henry Deal, but I had a great shot of it. It was right out my window. So it was really fun for us to fly into Salina, a place that outside of Ellsworth has basically been my political home since I got started in 2002. This has been a wild year since I kicked this off in Black Wolf, which we also saw from the plane, a year ago. It's been an incredible year. We've heard all sorts of things around the state, but more than anything, we have heard that same refrain. We want change. We want different people. We don't simply want to shift the deck chairs around on the ship. We want absolutely new voices and perspectives that come outside of the process. And so 6 months ago, I had the opportunity to tour Civic Plus, which is one of the fastest growing companies in Manhattan. It's actually one of the fastest growing companies in the state of Kansas. And it builds software that helps connect municipal governments to their constituencies. It's awesome. They have a big banner on their wall that says, we make government work better. So it's a great business. It's a great success story for Manhattan. And the person giving this tour was a director at Civic Plus. And I started on the tour, and she was doing a great job, very articulate, very energetic, knew the company really well. But like any good Kansan, I started sort of probing with questions. Where are you from? And she said, well, I am from Hutchinson originally, then I went to Bueller High School. I said, okay, well, I went to Sterling College. Where did you go to college? She said, well, I went to West Point. And it was at that point where I had my first record scratch in my head. I was like, whoa, this is not normal. This is impressive. So I said, okay, so what'd you do after West Point? She said, well, my husband and I deployed together to Iraq. I was a platoon leader. I flew Black Hawk helicopters, and then after that, came back. I taught some cadets at West Point then again for a while, and then, you know, we started having kids and came back to Kansas, and I'm on the school board of Manhattan. And so there were multiple series of record scratches through that, and it became apparent to me that I was dealing with an incredible Kansan, an incredible success story of achievement and a story of dedication. Someone that came from a small community but did great things and never forgot where she was from originally. And so I actually left that meeting and talked to the person that helped organize the tour and said, was this a setup? Were you trying to introduce me to a potential lieutenant governor? And they were like, no. We just thought you should go visit Civic Plus. And I said, well, I got to tell you, I got a feeling about this person. And so we continued on with the campaign, but as we got closer to beginning the process of looking for a lieutenant governor, we just kept coming back to this idea that Kansas wanted a different perspective, and they wanted change, and they wanted people with tremendous leadership capacity and training, but also people that came from outside of the process. And so I have to say, you know, I struggled to bond with Katrina over Black Hawk helicopter piloting stories in Iraq, because I don't have any. But we did bond over our families. My wife, Kimberly, and I have four kids. And both of us are professionals. We work outside of the home. And so we balance parenting kind of 50-50 in a 21st century family way. And sometimes it's more me. Sometimes it's more Kimberly. But Katrina and her husband as well are both successful professionals on their own. They have three young children. And they also balance their professional activity and their parenting 50-50. So sometimes it's more Tyler. Sometimes it's more Katrina. And we thought it was amusing as we organized this statewide tour for the last 2 days. One of the things we had to deal with was, all right, you know, where are the kids going to go? Are the right car seats in the right cars to manage for the next 2 days? And these are the kind of questions that all of us ask ourselves. And these are the kind of issues that young families are dealing with. And it began to be clear to me that I wanted someone else on our ticket that understood these things and could speak to them directly. Because we know that we have to have a new administration that understands that we have to reduce overall class sizes. And we know that we have to have a new administration that expands Medicaid and makes sure that we find a better way to deliver those services both to the constituents and also the providers that provide those services. We know that we have to have an administration that is not just paying lip service to reducing or eliminating the sales tax on food. And we have to have an administration that understands what that means for working families or for people on a fixed income. We know we have to have an administration that understands that you have to rebuild a pipeline of young people that want to enter teaching as a lifelong career and see that as a great method of service in the state of Kansas. And more than anything, we know that we have to have an administration that champions children, not just in the education system, but children that may be sick, children that may be disabled, children that may be abandoned by their families, children that may be on the wrong side of the law. We cannot ever live up to our statewide motto, to the stars through difficulties, if we're leaving 70 kids behind, lost in a system that's designed and managed by the state. So we knew we had all these issues we had to tackle, but the real reason I chose Katrina is that I think the biggest issue in the 2018 election is this question of who we are as Kansans and reaffirming and reasserting ourselves as Kansas as a very open state. And we need an administration, both a governor and a lieutenant governor, that can inspire confidence in businesses, in families, in young people, in people outside of the state, that this remains a world-class state to build a business, to raise a family, to put down roots, to make good things happen. And we need a governor and a lieutenant governor that can generate excitement around the state that shows that Kansas is once again willing to invest in its future. Yes. And I can tell you, absolutely. Yes. I can tell you, I knew this when we selected and asked Katrina to be our lieutenant governor anyway, but now this being stop number 10 on an 11-stop, two-day tour, we know this very well about each other. We have a remarkable lieutenant governor on our hands. And most importantly for me, I see our ticket as a ticket that represents the future of the Democratic Party. I think that we represent the future of the state of Kansas. And when you listen to Katrina, you're going to know right away, this is an individual that is very ready to lead the state of Kansas. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to introduce to you Katrina Lewison.